shall not fall on our own victory over the icy coast. We will be 2 weeks with the three straight wins. We started 6:35.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Greater Battlefield. May we please have your attention as we go over some important information and policies. Greater Battlefield is an evacuation facility. Oh, yeah. In all seating areas, parkhouses, restrooms, and suites. Fans may access the seating areas by the way to access the smoking area outside the stadium. Staff member will be there to assist you. We thank you for your cooperation. We also remind you that no alcoholic beverages are permitted to leave Greater Battlefield at any time, and to please drink responsibly, and to ensure a safe way home in the spirit of good sportsmanship and for the protection of everyone. We request that you refrain from throwing any objects onto the field and placing or hanging any objects on the net, outfield walls, or dugout tops. We also remind you that any spectator going onto the field will interrupt you play in any manner. Will be ejected and subject to arrest and banned from future events. As a precaution, we advise that show lighting effects may be used during the game and photosensitive guests are advised to speak with a guest services representative for more information. To help ensure the safety of you and others around you, we refer aviation by calling or texting 775-544-1083. Our security team will be glad to assist. You can also stop by Guest Services located behind Section 105 or a 30-minute member of our staff will be able to answer your questions and assist you with any needs around the stadium. We here at Greater Battlefield strive to elevate your game day experience and provide the best possible family-friendly atmosphere for you, our fans. We appreciate your cooperation and thank you for joining us.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field in Reno, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Reno Aces. It is game two of a six-game series. Well, the Rainiers trying to bounce back from a couple of tough losses in very different ways, but the Rainiers have lost three in a row coming into this one, and the last two have been particularly difficult. And so the Rainiers looking to get back in the win column today. And it's going to require a full team effort to win a game here in Reno today, more so than usual because the Rainiers do not have a starting pitcher available for today's game. So it's going to be a bullpen game. The Rainiers are going to use nothing but relief pitchers to cover the nine innings today. And it begins with Juan Ten. Ten will make the start today. And the right-hander will go the first inning or two, possibly three if things go really well. And then it'll be more relief pitchers following 10. On the hill for Reno, left-hander Connor Pilkington. He's 0-2 with a, or pardon me, 2-2 with an 8.10 ERA for Reno in 10 starts this season. So Pilkington on the hill for the Reno Aces and Juan Ten for the Tacoma Rainiers. Should be a fun one today in Reno. Yesterday's game was, a real tough one for the Rainiers and a real thrill for the 10,000-plus who were on hand here in Reno last night. We'll take a look back at yesterday's game when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Reno Aces tonight in game two of this six-game series that's going to last through Sunday. Then we'll be into the All-Star break. The Rainiers don't have a home game coming up for a while. The next home game is after the All-Star break. It'll be on Friday, July 14th, so a week from this Friday when the Round Rock Express come into town for a little three-game series. Well, the Rainiers lost the last home game on Monday. Over 7,000 on hand for the Rainiers' July 3rd game, and they saw arguably the Rainiers' worst performance of the season, an 11-2 defeat that was over in the third inning with the Rainiers making a multitude of errors and numerous other mistakes as well. They recovered from that yesterday and played really good baseball until the late innings when things just went awry. The Rainiers had a 6-2 lead going to the bottom of the eighth inning, and Tacoma had, some timely hits up until that point, including two-run doubles by Jake Shiner and Zach Deloach. O'Keefe had hit a homer. Marlowe had an RBI single. It was 6-2 going to the bottom of the eighth. Nolan Blackwood had pitched three scoreless innings out of the bullpen, but he was spent, so they brought in Taylor Williams, who had a string of four straight scoreless outings, and he did not have a scoreless outing yesterday. Reno scored four runs in the bottom of the eighth to tie the game 6-6. But the Rainiers shook it off and scored four runs in the top of the ninth with Cade Marlowe hitting a three-run homer, only to see Diego Castillo come in the bottom of the ninth with a four-run lead and not be able to close it out. Reno scored five in the bottom of the ninth inning. There was only one out when Paven Smith had the game-winning hit into right center field. And Reno won the game 11-10. They sent nine batters to the plate in the bottom of the ninth. It all started with a leadoff walk like so frequently happens in this ballpark. And Reno just stunned the Rainiers, overcoming not one but two four-run deficits in the final two innings. So hopefully today will be a different result. We'll get to the starting lineups right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Rainiers, who are 40-42 on the year under manager John Russell. The Mariners' AAA club's going to lead off with Sam Haggerty. He's DHing. Batting second, left fielder Cade Marlowe. Hitting third, the shortstop Didi Gregorius. Jake Shiner hits cleanup. He's at third base. Taylor Trammell is in right field. Adam Engel hits sixth. He's in center. Mark Mathias makes his Rainiers debut, batting seventh at second base. Hitting eighth, first baseman Cooper Hummel, and batting ninth and doing the catching is Pedro Severino. On the mound, right-hander Juan Ten. Reno is 48-34 this year. The Diamondbacks AAA club is managed by Blake Lally. They're going to lead off with Diego Castillo. Castillo is in left field. Batting second and playing third base is Buddy Kennedy. Pavin Smith hits 30s in right field. Phillip Evans is playing second base and hitting cleanup. Canzone is hitting fifth. He's the DH. Tristan English bat sixth. He's at first. Hitting seventh, the shortstop Blaze Alexander. Batting eighth, catcher Ali Sanchez. And hitting ninth, center fielder Jorge Barrosa. Connor Pilkington, the lefty, on the hill. Umpires, Mark Bass has the plate. Cody Clark's at first and Paul Clemens at third. Tacoma and Reno, that's it for the pregame show. We'll be back with the start of today's game right after this.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers baseball. And it just happened, folks. The broadcaster's nightmare. You missed the first pitch of the game because you're still in the commercial break. And the guy hits a homer. It just happened. Sam Haggerty just hit an opposite field home run on the first pitch of the game. Hit it to right field. The ball kept carrying out of here. Haggerty going deep on the first pitch Pilkington throws. And the Rainiers have a 1-0 lead. Now the pitch to Cade Marlowe is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Wow. Don't think I've ever had missed the first pitch of the game and had a homer happen before. Been doing this a long time, too. Next pitch down low to Marlowe. Two balls, no strikes. An opposite field leadoff homer for Sam Haggerty. Oh, a foul out of play by Marlowe, and the count goes to 2-1. Marlow at 260, 10 homers. He's been on a tear recently. Now the 2-1 coming from Pilkington, and it's swung on and lined over short and into left center. A base hit for Marlow, so he's going to try to stretch it. No, he's not. He puts on the brakes after a big turn at first and holds there with a single. So Cade Marlow extends his hitting streak to 11 straight games, lacing a single over shortstop, and now D.D. Gregorius is the batter. Gregorius, in his sixth game since joining the Red Ears, 4-for-19 so far. Left-hand batter, he settles into the batter's box, and the pitch from Pilkington is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Pilkington 2-2 with an 8.10 ERA in 10 starts for Reno. A lot of short starts, only 36 and two-thirds innings. He has struck out 36, walked 30. Control's been a problem for him. Here's the 0-1 pitch on its way. And this is taken for a ball, and the count's even now, 1-1. Rainiers have faced Pilkington three times this year. One of them, he went only two-thirds of an inning, throwing 32 pitches. That was June 11th. He had big control problems in that one. So here's a pitch that is in there for a strike to Gregorius, and the count goes to 1-2. Last time out, Pilkington pitched at Sacramento in 4 1/3 innings, allowed 3 runs on 7 hits and 3 walks. Runner goes, pitches a check swing. The throw to second is not in time, and Marlow steals second base, his 20th steal of the year. And what about the result of our check swing? They now check the umpire, Paul Clemens, for an appeal, and he says that Didi held up. So it is ball two, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pilkington now comes set. Here's the 2-2 pitch on its way to Gregorius, and it is low, ball three. Pilkington added to the Diamondbacks organization in season this year. He began the year with the Cleveland Guardians and pitched in 4 games for their AAA club Columbus and also 1 major league game for Cleveland. Now the 3-2 to Gregorius is outside, ball four. So he'll take the walk and head down to first base. And Tacoma has 2 on with nobody out and Jake Shiner coming to the plate. Shiner hitting .277 with 20 homers, 69 runs batted in. Now Pilkington with his pitch, and it is swung on, hit in the air to right field, then towards the corner, ranging over is Smith. He'll have room, and he makes the catch, tagging at second base and advancing to third is Marlow. Holding at first base is Gregorius. So there's the first out of the game. Shiner flies out to right. The lead runner moves up. Runners are at the quarters with 1 out for Taylor Trammell. Trammell hitting .273 with 10 homers in 34 games, 941 OPS. And the pitch from Pilkington is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1, low and away for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Now a swing and a drive to right by Trammell, and back is Smith. It's over his head and off the fence. And coming in from third is Marlow. He'll score. Smith fires it into second base. Gregorius goes all the way to third, but Trammell had to hold at first with a long single off the right field fence because Pavin Smith got that ball back in so quickly. So it is 2-0 Tacoma. Trammell lining a base hit off the right field fence here at Greater Nevada Field. And now Adam Engel is the sixth man to come to the plate of the first inning, and he takes a strike. It's 0-1. Engel hitting .310 in 26 games with three homers for Tacoma. And the 0-1 pitch is swung on and hit high and deep to left field. Back this ball goes, and it is gone. A three-run home run for Adam Engel. And the Red Ears have put five on the board here at the top of the first inning. So Engel with a three-run homer to left field. His fourth homer is a Red Ear. And five runs are in at the top of the first inning with only one out. Which is basically the equivalent of a one-run lead anywhere else. The Rainiers know that they're going to need 15 to 20 runs to win this one tonight. If it's anything like yesterday, anyway. Well, out to the mound goes Kyle Drabek, or pardon me, Doug Drabek, the father. It's Doug Drabek out to talk to Pilkington. He's the pitching coach for Reno. Son Kyle Drabek was a pitcher also in this league. And anyway, this is Doug. Doug's the pitching coach, former Cy Young Award winner with the Pittsburgh Pirates in the 1980s. So the conference on the mound breaks up. Right here, have sent six batters to the plate. Five runs are in, and there's one out. And Mark Mathias, in his first game as a Rainier, is ready to hit. He'd been playing for Indianapolis, the Pirates AAA club. His last game was June 24th. He has been in the major leagues with Pittsburgh this year, too. He's a right-handed hitter. And he takes the first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Mathias, 28 years old. He's been in the majors with three different teams, Milwaukee, Texas, and Pittsburgh. He takes this one down low, two balls, no strikes. He mostly plays second base and third base and sometimes a corner outfield. He was claimed off waivers by the Mariners from Pittsburgh. As here's a pitch up high for a ball, 3-0. So Mathias now takes a fastball for a called strike, and it's 3-1. Mathias has had good on-base percentage numbers in his career. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Pilkington, and it is low ball four, and he draws a walk. So Mathias heads down to first base. And now Cooper Hummel will be the eighth man to come to the plate in the top of the first inning. Hummel hitting .244 with two homers, .422 on base percentage. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Reno already with bullpen activity. Tyler Gilbert warming up. 0-1 pitch is up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Here comes the 1-1. And it's swung on, hit in the air towards center field. This is deep. Barossa giving chase. It's over his head and off the wall, and it bounces away from him. Coming around third is Mathias. He's going to score. Hummel is at third base with a stand-up triple, and the Red Ears make it 6-0 in the top of the first inning. So Hummel triples over the head of Jorge Barossa. And the Red Ears continue the offensive push here at the top of the first inning. Cooper Hummel with his fourth triple for Tacoma, his 19th run batted in. Now Severino is the batter, ninth man to come to the plate in the top of the first inning. Now the pitch from Pilkington is a fastball called a strike, 0-1. Severino hitting just .118 since joining the Rainiers, although he's missed a bunch of time with a sickness and is kind of regaining his strength. 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled away, and the count's even, 1-1. So a ball and a strike. Reno with the infield back. They'll gladly trade the run just to get an out. 0-2 pitch is up high for a ball. The Reno infield is English at first base, Evans at second, Alexander at short, and Kennedy at third. 1-2 to Severino, bounced foul, third base side. Outfield for the Aces, Diego Castillo is in left, Jorge Barrosa in center, and Pavin Smith in right. Now with the count 1-2, the Aces bring the infield in, and the pitch is a called strike three on the inside corner, and Severino has struck out. And the fans give a warm, maybe slightly sarcastic cheer. Two away, and Sam Haggerty hit the first pitch of the game for a homer, and he bats for his second time in the top of the first inning with Hummel at third. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Now the next pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now here comes, new baseball put in play first. Now Pilkington's ready. Here's his 1-1 pitch to Haggerty, and it's up high for a ball, 2-1. Just your standard run-of-the-mill six-run top of the first inning for the Red Ears, and they have a runner at third with two outs, and the 2-1 pitch is inside, ball three. So it's three balls and one strike. And the next pitch is swung on and hit well towards center. Barrosa on the move, but he is going to make a leaping catch on the warning track. He's a really good outfielder. And he took away an extra base hit from the Red Ears last night, and he just made a leaping catch on the warning track here today. But what a top of the first for Tacoma. The Red Ears score six runs, and they do it with five hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's Tacoma 6, Reno coming to the plate.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Red Ears get six in the top of the first inning, and now the Aces come to the plate in the bottom of the first. 1-10 on the mound for the Red Ears, making the start in this bullpen game. And 10 ready to face Diego Castillo. And the first pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. 10 this year has been with three different teams in the Mariners organization, from AA to the big leagues and then down to AAA. As now the pitch is inside for a ball to Castillo, 2-0. And this is his second start. He had a start for the Red Ears in a similar situation, a bullpen game. So there's a pitch in there for a strike. And that came on June 2nd against Sacramento. It didn't go very well. The 2-1 pitch is in there for a strike. In the first inning, he pitched a 3-up, 3-down inning, but then he got knocked out in the second in that game, allowing 5 runs. Here's his 2-2 pitch to Castillo, and it's outside, ball 3. Tent did pitch 2 scoreless innings in his last game on Thursday, Sunday, July 2nd. 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball 4, leadoff walk in the bottom of the first. Leadoff walks really hurt the Red Ears last night. They walked the leadoff hitter 4 times in 9 innings, and 3 times it led to a multiple run rally for Reno. So a leadoff walk puts Castillo on, and now Buddy Kennedy is the batter. There's the pitch to Kennedy, and it is a fastball outside. Now 10 with a 1-0 pitch, and it's up high for a ball, 2-0. 10 worked at 94, 95 miles per hour with his fastball. Now the 2-0 is coming, and this is inside, ball 3, and 10 having trouble locating here in the bottom of the first inning. Now the 3-0 is coming, and it is high, ball 4, so 10 walks the first 2 men to come to the plate at the bottom of the first inning. Castillo heads to second, Kennedy down to first. And now the Red Ears pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, has to go out to the mound to talk to Juan Ten, just 2 batters into this because he's not throwing any strikes. And now Pavin Smith will be the hitter. But first, the conference on the mound. Let's set up the Red Ears infield defense. Cooper Hummels at first. Mark Mathias, the new guy, is at second. Didi Gregorius at short. And Jake Shiner at third. Outfield today, Cade Marlowe in left, Adam Engel in center, and Taylor Trammell in right. Pedro Severino on the mound, or behind the plate, pardon me, but currently on the mound, part of the conversation with Juan Ten and Jairo Cuevas. So that is broken up by the plate umpire, and we're ready for play to resume. Pavin Smith had the game-winning hit in the bottom of the ninth last night, a line drive single to right center. It brought in the fifth and final run in the bottom of the ninth inning for Reno. First pitch to Smith here is down and in for a ball, 1-0. He's in just his 11th AAA game this year, has spent most of the season in the big leagues with the Arizona Diamondbacks. 1-0 pitch from 10 is swung on and fouled away, and the count's even, 1-1. We're using the automated ball strike system tonight. The robot umpire calling all the pitches. Now the 1-1 is outside, and 2 balls, 1 strike, the count to Pavin Smith. Now ready, and the 2-1 pitch is on its way, and it's swung on and fouled away, and the count's even now, 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 on, no one out, and 10 with his pitch. And it swung on, hit in the air to left field. And Marlowe backpedaling a little bit, but he's there and he makes the catch. And that's the first out at the bottom of the first inning. So Smith flies out to left field, and now Phillip Evans is the hitter. Evans The league's leading hitter, hitting .357 with six homers. .472 on base percentage. That leads the league also. And Tent's pitch is low and away for a ball. Correction. The robot umpire liked that pitch and called it a strike. So 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming from 10. And it's swung on and fouled back. There's strike two. Rainiers lead 6-0. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Reno has two on with one out. Time called now. Plate umpire granting time to Evans. Now he's back in there and ready to hit. 0-2 the count. And the pitch from 10 is swung on and bounced foul. Still no balls, two strikes. And the pitch outside for a ball. 1-2. So 1-2 the count. Canzone on deck. And the pitch to Evans is outside for a ball. 2-2. Evans is really difficult to strike out. 57 walks and only 33 strikeouts this year. 2-2 now. 10 is ready. And the pitch is up high. Ball three. So three balls, two strikes. And the payoff is lined to the right side, off the glove of Hummel, and the ball bounces into shallow right field, and everyone will be safe. And Hummel surprised he didn't catch that one. A liner by Phillips, right to first baseman Cooper Hummel, and it popped out of his glove and went out into right field. So the bases are loaded with one out for Dominic Canzone, the Aces' lone power threat, really. Well, I guess you could count Tristan English, who's in the lineup today. Here's the pitch to Canzone, and it is taken for a ball, 1-0. Canzone hitting .348 with 16 homers, 68 runs batted in. They gave Evans credit for a hit for that. So now the next pitch misses for a ball. So the base is loaded, one out. 2-0 pitch is lined into the gap in right center field, and everyone's going to be running for a long time. Castillo scores, Kennedy scores. Evans, who's no quick guy, is around third. He's going to score, and at second base with a three-run double is Dominic Canzone, and it is Tacoma 6, Reno 3. So Canzone lines a three-run double into right center field. He's up to 71 runs batted in. Just moved past Tacoma's Jake Shiner to take second in the league and runs batted in. Cody Thomas of Las Vegas is the league leader. So here's English, and the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. English hitting .291 with seven homers and 34 runs batted in 40 games. ...0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled off down the first baseline. There's strike two. Now Now the pitch grounded to short. Gregorius scoops it up and holds the runner at second and throws to first. And English is retired and two men are out in the bottom of the first inning. So English grounds out, two down, and now plays Alexander as the batter. Alexander, the number seven hitter for Reno, hitting .329 in 22 games with four homers. And the pitch is a breaking ball outside, ball one. Now a swing and a bouncer foul. Reiniers with bullpen action. So now the 1-1 is in there for a strike, 1-2. Eric Stout throwing in the Tacoma bullpen. Tens over 30 pitches here in the first inning. It's 1-2 to Blaze Alexander is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch, swung on, grounded up the middle, knocked down by 10. He goes behind the mound, picks it up, and then flips it to first in time to get Alexander for the final out in the bottom of the first inning. So Reno takes advantage of two walks to start the inning and ends up scoring three runs on just two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. And we go to the second inning, Tacoma 6, Reno 3.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Well, lots of action in the first innings. Tacoma 6, Reno 3. We go to the second now. Cade Marlowe leads things off. First pitch is swung on and bounced to first base, and it's fielded by English, and he takes it himself to the bag. One pitch, one out in the top of the second inning. Pilkington gets Marlowe to bounce out. Now Didi Gregorius will bat for his second time. He walked and scored in the first. Right here's the hitters need to keep up the pressure on Pilkington. Yeah, they scored six runs in the first inning, but there's no way six runs is going to win this game. You're going to need a lot more than that. So the pitch to Gregorius is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming, and it is down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. We've got the high elevation here in Reno, the deep outfield fences causing so many extra square footage in the outfield for the fielders to have to try to cover. So here's a bouncer to first, and Gregorius is retired, just as Marlowe was, on a grounder right to the first baseman. First baseman unassisted. Two down, and now Jake Shiner is the batter. The wind is blowing out strongly to right field, harder than it was blowing out last night. Shiner takes the first pitch in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Shiner flied out to right field his first time up. Next pitch, down and in for a ball. Now this pitch is swung on and hammered down the left field line, and that's a fair ball into the corner. Extra bases for Shiner, who is going to stop at second with a double. Jake Shiner with his 16th double of the year, pulling that one into the left field corner. And there's the Red Deer's sixth hit of the game, four of which have gone for extra bases. Now Trammell, the batter, he singled into right field, off the right field fence actually, his first time up, and he takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 delivery outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch is up high. So 3-0 to Trammell with Adam Engel on deck. Engel hit a three-run homer last inning. Now the 3-1 pitch is a called, or the 3-0 pitch is a called strike. Now it's 3-1. Trammell looking out towards Pilkington, and here comes the 3-1 pitch from the lefty. And it's swung on, grounded up the middle, and threw into center field, a base hit. Around third is Shiner. He's going to head home and score. It's an RBI single for Taylor Trammell, and the Rainiers make it 7-3. Little two-out rally to get a run here at the top of the second. Shiner with a two-out double. Trammell singles him in. And now Adam Engel is the batter. Engel hit a three-run homer last inning. A long one to left. And the pitch from Pilkington is on its way. And it is inside for a ball, 1-0 to Engel. Now the 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Count even, 1-1. Now the runner goes, and Engel hits one high in the air towards left center, but this is playable for Barossa, and he's there to make the catch, and the inning is over. One run for Tacoma at the top of the second inning on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Greater Nevada Field. It is Tacoma 7, Reno 3.
Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Well, we go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Tacoma 7, Reno 3, and Juan Ten out there to work the second inning, or at least get started with the frame, as Ali Sanchez stands in, and the first pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. Sanchez, right-hand hitter, batting 306 with five homers in 37 games. Didn't play last night, so he takes a slider low and away. In fact, he's the only Reno position player who did not end up in the game last night, as the Reno manager, Blake Lawley, really used his bench quite a bit in the last two innings to help with the comeback. So there's a pass pitch in for a strike to Sanchez. 2-1 now. Juan Ten into his motion, and the 2-1 pitch is up high, ball three. So 3-1. And Ten throws a fastball that's called a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes to Ali Sanchez. And the payoff pitch is swung on and fouled away down the first baseline. Still three balls, two strikes. It's hot here in Reno. Reached 94 today. Still a lot of direct sunlight on the field. So now the 3-2 is hit in the air towards right center. The wind is pushing this. Trammell is back, but it is gone. Ali Sanchez hits one out of here to right center, and it is 7-4. Nobody has a bigger disparity in their home versus away stats on the Reno roster than Ali Sanchez. He has hit all six of his home runs this season in home games. And prior to that hit, he was hitting 409 at home and 190 on the road. Now Jorge Barroza is the batter, switch hitter batting left, and it is inside for a ball, 1-0. One-oh pitch, inside, two balls, no strikes. Stout throwing in the Rainiers bullpen again. I think they're going to probably have to get Juan Ten here pretty soon. 2-0 pitch. Swung on, grounded into right field. A sharp grounder between first and second, and Barroza has a base hit. And now the lineup turns over, and Diego Castillo will come to the plate. Castillo walked and scored in the first inning. That'll do it for Juan Ten. John Russell's out to the mound, and he's going to get Stout into the game. So we'll take a break for this pitching change at the bottom of the second. Runner at first, no one out. Our score, Tacoma 7, Reno 4.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We're at the bottom of the second inning here at Greater Nevada Field in Reno. It's Tacoma 7, Reno 4. Aces have a runner at first base with nobody out. Eric Stout in to do the pitching for Tacoma. 2-1 with a 4.54 ERA. This will be his 20th appearance of the year. Most recently, he's made a couple starts. Back in the bullpen now. He's ready to work on Castillo. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Yeah, the 0-1 coming. Well, a move to first instead, and back in standing up is Barossa, who does have 10 stolen bases this season. Now the 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball. Throw to first and back in safely is Barossa. Hummel thought he got him and appealed to the umpire, Clark, and said, hey, I tagged him, but... Clark says that the runner got back in. Well, that's two pickoff moves, so now Stout can't disengage from the rubber again, or else it'll be a balk, unless they get the runner out. Here's one up high for a ball to Castillo. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 pitch. The runner goes, and the pitch is high. Throw down to second base is in time. They got him because Barossa came off the bag, and staying with the tag was the new second baseman, Mark Mathias, and he tags out Barossa. Caught stealing. 2-4, Severino throwing down to second base to get Barossa, who may have initially beaten the throw but then came off the bag. And that's exactly what happened. His foot came off the base, and Mathias was there to tag him out. Next pitch is low, ball four. Castillo draws his second walk of the game. And now Buddy Kennedy is the batter. Kennedy walked and scored in the first. Now the pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Oh, one delivery. Pulled towards third. Diving stop by Shiner, and he throws to second for the force out there, and two men are gone. Terrific play at third by Jake Shiner, diving towards the foul line to spear that sharp grounder off the bat of Buddy Kennedy. A web gem at third base from Shiner. And two men are gone at the bottom of the second inning. Now Paven Smith is the batter. Left-hand hitter, and Stout, the lefty on the hill with his pitch, and it swung on and popped up on the third base side. Shiner moving behind the bag, down the line, makes the catch in foul territory. Smith is out and the inning is over. So Eric Stout comes in and stops the run of scoring for Reno. They end up with one run in this inning on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the third. It is Tacoma 7, Reno 4.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the third inning. It's Tacoma 7, Reno 4. Mark Mathias, Cooper Hummel, and Pedro Severino to bat in the top of the third inning against the lefty Connor Pilkington. And the pitch to Mathias is taken down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Mathias in his first game with the right ears. Next pitch misses for a ball. He's 28 years old. He's born in Santa Clara, went to high school in Fremont, California. The 2-0 pitch is fouled away. And then Mathias played college baseball at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, which has become a pretty good baseball program down there. So there's one low to Mathias, and the count goes to 3-1. They even had a first-round pick come out of Cal Poly just last year. So now here's one up high. Ball four, and it's a leadoff walk for Mathias, his second walk drawn today. So he jogs down to first. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel tripled to deep right center in the first and drove in a run. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch coming from Pilkington. And it's a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch with the runner going. It's up high for a ball. Throw down to second. Not in time. Mathias steals second base. So there's his first stolen base as a Rainier. And he's in scoring position now. Now the 2-1 pitch to Hummel. Is swung on and hit towards right center field. On the move is Smith, and he won't get this. It drops in and goes through to the fence. Mathias is around third. He's going to score. Hummel's going for three. Here's the relay to third, and it is not in time. Cooper Hummel has his second triple of the game, a triple to right center, just like he had in the first inning. And it is now Tacoma 8, Reno 4. So Hummel 2-for-2 with two triples. And he now has five triples on the year. He's So the runner at third and no one out. The Aces bring the infield in. And the pitch from Pilkington is down and in for a ball, 1-0. 8-4 in the third inning with no outs. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. One pitch down low, and the count goes to 2-1. Two-one delivery. Swung on and popped up into shallow center. The infielders are backing up, and it's the second baseman, Evans, who makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Severino is retired. Hummel holds at third. And now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Haggerty is 1-for-2 with a homer and a deep flyout. Both of those at-bats coming in the first inning. Rainier scored 6 runs in the top of the first inning. Pilkington's pitch is taken down and in for a ball. One 0 pitch, bounced to third, and fielded by the drawn-in third baseman Kennedy, and he freezes Hummel at third and throws out Haggerty, and two men are gone. So the Aces bring the infield in and get the out without the run scoring, and now the infield will back out with 2 outs. They'll play normal depth with Cade Marlowe at the plate. Marlowe 1-for-2 in this game, taking his third plate appearance here in the third inning. And Pilkington's pitch is taken low and away for a ball. Marlowe singled to left center in the first, grounded out to the first baseman in the second. Now he swings and misses. He has had a real power stroke lately. During this 11-game hitting streak that he has already extended today, he has hit 6 homers. Marlowe calls time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. So one ball, one strike, and the pitch from Pilkington is swung on, hit in the air to left field. Going back on it is Castillo. It's over his head and against the fence. And scoring is Hummel, and Marlowe will check in at second base with a double and an RBI. It is 9-4 Rainiers. Now D.D. Gregorius is the batter. Gregorius has walked and grounded out 0-for-1 today. Now the pitch from Pilkington is outside for a ball. The Aces had bullpen action in the first inning, but there is not anyone throwing out in the bullpen at this time. I don't know about the other thing, but there's no one warming up right now, as here's a swing and a foul by Gregorius, and the count's even, 1-1. Since Gilbert was throwing in the first inning, he could probably warm up in a hurry if they needed to do that. Here's the 1-1, and it is outside for a ball. 2-1 the count to Gregorius. Two-one pitch. And Gregorius drives one to right center field. Chasing it is Barossa, and he makes the catch on the move in the alleyway for the final out in the top of the third inning. Right here, settle for 2 runs on 2 hits, and there were no errors, 1 runner left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tacoma 9, Reno 4.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tacoma 9, Reno 4. Eric Stout on the mound. And he'll work on Phillip Evans. First pitch to Evans, hit in the air to left field. Dan Marlowe comes in on it and makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the third. Stout gets Evans to fly out to left field. And now Dominic Canzone will be the hitter. Stout came in after a run was in and there was a runner on base in the second, and he got all three outs in that inning. So he's beginning his second inning of work now. Canzone hit a three-run double in the first inning, and he takes a pitch for a strike, going one. That first inning really was kind of a microcosm of how things snowball in Reno when you make a mistake or two. As here's one down low. In the bottom of the first, Juan Ten walked the first two batters. Got it out. As here's one down low to Canzone. And then Evans hit a liner at first that should have been caught by Hummel. It went right, it popped out of his glove, and Evans was safe and the bases were loaded. So two walks and a ball that should have been an out but wasn't. Now the pitch is hit up the middle, and there's a base hit for Canzone. And so he has his second hit of the game. And then the aces at the first, with the bases loaded on the mistakes, had their one legitimate hit of the inning, Canzone's double into right center, and it brought in three runs. And it's just, you know, the mistakes are almost certain to hurt you. Here, you can't get away with them at all in this stadium. It's unforgiving. Here's a pitch outside for a ball to Tristan English. Now the 1-0 pitch up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 to Tristan English, and Stout ready. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the pitch, swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes to English. Stout now ready with the 2-2 pitch, and it swung on and cued the other way and into right field. That's a base hit. Canzone's around second. He'll go to third. A single for Tristan English off the end of the bat, and runners are at the corners with one out for Blaze Alexander. Alexander grounded back to the pitcher his first time up. And he is 0 for 1 in this game. Rainier's a play, double play, depth in the infield. And the pitch from Stout is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next pitch, swung on, bounced right side, fielded there by Mathias, feeds Gregorius for one, on to first, there's two, the inning-ending double play. Exactly what Stout and the Red Ears were looking for. Alexander grounds into the 4-6-3 twin killing, and that wraps up the bottom of the third inning. The first scoreless half inning pitched by anybody in this game. No runs on two hits, no errors, and one runner left. We go to the fourth inning, it's Tacoma 9, Reno 4.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Well, we go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 9, Reno 4. And a new pitcher for the Aces, left-hander Tyler Gilbert is in. And his first pitch to Jake Shiner is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Gilbert in relief of Connor Pilkington, who went three innings, allowed nine hits and nine runs all earned, walked three, struck out one. 1-0 pitch to Shiner outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Shiner 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored so far tonight. Gilbert's 2-0 pitch is hit high in the air towards right center. Smith and Barossa converging on it, and Barossa, the center fielder, makes the catch, and one man is out in the top of the fourth. So Gilbert retires the first batter he faces, and now Taylor Trammell will be the hitter. Gilbert is the Aces' long man, an occasional spot starter who has been in the big leagues before and famously threw a no-hitter for Arizona in his first major league start. Gilbert 6-3 for Reno this year with a 6.12 ERA. And his pitch to Trammell is fouled back. That's strike one. Trammell 2-for-2 with a pair of RBI singles so far. Next pitch, bounced foul. 0-2 the count. Roster moves today. The Mariners called up Tommy Malone. He started tonight against the Giants. Darren McCacken optioned back to Tacoma. He didn't get into a game on this call-up. McCacken's going to rejoin the Rainiers rotation this weekend. 0-2 pitch to Trammell is inside for a ball, 1-2. Looks like the Mariners are down 2-0 in the sixth inning. So I guess Malone threw all right, but no offense for the M's yet. Here's a pitch hit in the air to right, and underneath it is Pavin Smith, and he makes the catch. Two men are out at the top of the fourth. Gilbert retires the first two batters he faces. The Right Ears have not scored yet this inning. They haven't had an inning yet in which they didn't score, but they have not yet scored in this one. Now the pitch is taken down low for a ball. One oh coming. And the pitch is a check swing, and he went. That's a strike. One and one now to Engel. Now the 1-1 pitch, high and away. 2-1. Now the pitch is fouled back. So two balls, two strikes to Adam Engel. Now the pitch is swung on and popped up foul and out of play behind home plate. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. They got Engel. And that wraps up the top of the fourth inning. And for the first time today, the Rainiers are held scoreless in an inning. In fact, it went three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma 9, Reno 4.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 9, Reno 4. Eric Stout's been in there for 2 scoreless innings. He's thrown 20 pitches. He'll work on Ali Sanchez to lead things off. He homered in the second inning, 1-for-1 today. And the pitch from Stout is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now Stout with his next pitch, and it's outside for a ball. 1-1. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in yesterday's games. Now the 1-1 to Sanchez is inside. Oklahoma City and Albuquerque both went 5-1 in the first six-game series of the second half. And now they're playing each other as there's a pitch in for a strike to Sanchez. And in the first game of their series in Bricktown last night, Oklahoma City won. They beat Albuquerque 7-4. So now the 2-2 is low ball three. Devin Mann had three hits for the Oklahoma City Dodgers, including two doubles. He leads the league in doubles. He has hit 30 of them this year. And Oklahoma City had Pat Valeika in the lineup for the first time. The Red Ears had Valeika all season, and then he was just traded to the Dodgers the other day. Sanchez now pops up the full count pitch into shallow right, and calling for it, Mathias, the second baseman, and he makes the catch near the foul line, and there is the first out at the bottom of the fourth inning. So Mathias making the play. And now Jorge Barrosa is the batter. In his first game with Oklahoma City, the league's best team, Valeika hit third in the lineup and was 2-for-3 with a walk and scored a run. Here's the pitch to Barrosa, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now swinging a bouncer towards short. Gregorius fields it, spins and throws to first and gets Barrosa, and there's the second down in the bottom of the fourth inning. Barrosa grounds out to Didi Gregorius, two away. And now Diego Castillo is the batter. Castillo has walked in both of his plate appearances this evening. Stout's pitch is over for a strike. There was a shutout last night in Round Rock. Round Rock shut out Sugar Land 2-0. Owen White started for the Rangers affiliate and tossed five scoreless innings as Castillo fouls one away. White just recently promoted from AA to AAA. It was his third AAA start. He got his first win for the Express. He is one of the Rangers' top pitching prospects, Owen White. Now here's a pitch that misses outside for a ball. 1-2 to Diego Castillo. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Still 1-2. One-two pitch, swing and a foul back. And it's still a ball and two strikes. Now Stout with a 1-2, and it's swung on and fouled off again. Sacramento had 16 hits in Salt Lake City and beat the Bees 9-7. It was tied 7-7 going to the ninth. Joey Bart hit a go-ahead homer. He had two hits and three runs batted in. Elliot Ramos, three hits, including a double and a triple. Castillo blasts one towards left center, then it falls in front of Engel, who was moving to the alleyway, and Castillo has a two-out single. That is hit number 7 for Reno. Now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Sacramento reliever Nick Avila got the win yesterday. An inning and two-thirds scoreless. His league-leading 11th win. So now the pitch to Kennedy is low for a ball. He has not started a game. He's pitched strictly in relief, and Avila is 11-0 with a 3.70 ERA. And Now a swing and a grounder to short. Gregorius has it. Goes the short way to second base for the force out on Castillo, and that wraps up the bottom of the fourth inning. Another scoreless inning from Eric Stout, who has brought some stability to this one for the Red Ears pitching staff. No runs on a hit, one runner left. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 9, Reno 4.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Well, we go to the fifth. It is Tacoma 9, Reno 4. Mark Mathias to start things off for the Red Ears against the lefty Tyler Gilbert, who retired the side in order in the fourth inning. And Gilbert's into his motion. The pitch to Mathias is swung on and fouled away, strike one. Mathias has walked in both of his plate appearances so far in his Tacoma debut, and he has scored two runs. Now the 0-1 pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards the right center field. Smith and Barossa are over. Barossa calls for it, and the center fielder makes the catch. And one man is out at the top of the fifth inning. So Mathias flies out to the center fielder. And now Cooper Hummel will bat. He has already hit two triples in this game. And he has scored a run. Pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards center. And Barossa is there, and he makes the catch for out number two. So Gilbert gets a couple of flyouts to center. And there are two away for Pedro Severino. Severino's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a pop-up, and the pitch is up and in for a ball. Time called as it looks like a ball got out of the berm where some kids were throwing a baseball around beyond the right field fence and ended up on the field, so the right fielder had to go get that. Now the 1-0 pitch outside for a ball. Another PCL game yesterday. Vegas beat El Paso 12-6 in El Paso. Jonah Bride is back down with AAA Las Vegas. He homered and drove in a couple. So here's a swing and a foul back by Severino. And Zach Geloff has been hot for Vegas recently. He had two more hits yesterday, drove in two runs. He's had his batting average on the rise for a few weeks now, and he's up to 297. 2-1 pitch to Severino, and there it's a pulled ball down the left field line, but it hooks and goes foul. 2-2 the count to the Tacoma catcher. J. Gilbert now with the 2-2 pitch. And it swung on and bounced on a high hop to short, fielded by Alexander, and he throws out Severino at first base, and that wraps up the top of the fifth inning. Three up, three down, and we are halfway through it, middle of the fifth inning with the score, Tacoma 9, Reno 4.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 9, Reno 4. Bullpen game for the Red Ears pitching staff, and their third pitcher of the night has entered the game. Stephen Kolek in from the pen. Eric Stout did a terrific job. Three scoreless innings, allowed three hits, walked one, no strikeouts. Kolek will face Paven Smith leading things off, and the pitch to Smith is down low for a ball, 1-0. Kolek is appearing in his 18th game. He's 3-2 with an 8.13 ERA. And the pitch is fouled off by Smith. Counts even now, 1-1. Smith flied out to left in the first inning, popped up to the third baseman in the second. And now he pops one up behind third again. Out goes Shiner. In comes Marlowe. Marlowe is closer to it, and he makes the catch near the foul line. And there's the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Kolek gets Paven Smith to pop up. Kolek last pitched on Sunday at Cheney Stadium in the day game and worked two scoreless innings in that one. In fact, he's had a couple of scoreless outings in a row. So now the pitch misses for a ball to Evans. Kolek has had three straight scoreless appearances of two or more innings in which he has not allowed a run. So there's one in for a strike, a total of 6 1/3 innings pitched in the three scoreless outings. It'll be hard to keep that string going in Reno, but he's off to a good start as there's a swing and a miss by Evans, and the count goes to 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Evans, and it is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch swung on, bounced to the right side, flagged down by Matthias, and he throws out Evans for out number two. Phillip Evans bounces out to the second baseman. And now Dominic Canzone is the batter. Canzone's 2-for-2, including the three-run double in the first. Now the pitch is down and in for a ball to Canzone, 1-0. Now a swing and a foul. One pitch, wrapped into the ground, another foul ball, 1-2 to Canzone. Now this one misses for a ball, 2-2. Two pitch, swung on, lined into right field, and that's going to bounce in front of Trammell. A single for Canzone, his third hit of the game. He was 4-for-5 yesterday. In fact, he had hits in his last four at-bats yesterday. His out was in the first inning. And then in his subsequent four plate appearances, he singled, and then he has three straight hits today, so Canzone is 7 for his last 7. Here's the pitch to Tristan English, and it is hit in the air deep and foul down the right field line. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch. And this is called a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Pitch on its way. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Nice slider from Kolek right there, and he fans Tristan English to finish up the bottom of the fifth inning. First strikeout for Kolek. No runs and a hit and one runner left. That was actually the first strikeout for any Tacoma pitcher tonight. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 9, Reno 4.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 9, Reno 4. Leading things off for Tacoma, Sam Haggerty led off the game by hitting the first pitch for a homer. He's 1-for-3, and he takes this pitch up and in, ball one. Tyler Gilbert has retired all six batters he has faced since coming in from the Reno bullpen. He begins his third inning of work. Next pitch is chopped on a big hop toward short, charged and fielded by Alexander, and he throws out the speedy Haggerty at first base, one away in the top of the sixth inning. And now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Marlowe's 2-for-3 with a single, a double, an RBI, and a run scored. First pitch is in for a strike, going 1 the count. Now here's the fastball in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Time called by Marlowe now. He's going to step out of the batter's box and give some consideration to the situation. Next pitch, grounded up the middle. Backhand pickup at second by Evans, and he throws out Marlowe at first base. And two men are gone in the top of the sixth inning. Gilbert getting quick outs and getting outs with contact, but routine plays. Here's Didi Gregorius. He's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored, and he bloops one towards short. Alexander has it on a hop, loads up and throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. The Red Deers go extremely quickly in the top of the sixth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 9, Reno 4.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Reno. Red Deers lead 9-4. Blaze Alexander, Ali Sanchez, and Jorge Barroza to bat this inning. Steven Kolek on the hill to start his second inning of work, and his first pitch to Alexander is up and in for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch is outside for a ball. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. Kolek fires a little high, 95-mile-per-hour fastball. Three-one pitch. Called a strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Next pitch, check swing. He went around. That's strike three. Down goes Alexander, and Kolek has his second strikeout. One away at the bottom of the sixth inning. Now Ali Sanchez is the batter. homered earlier, and now he hits one in the air to right field on the first pitch. Trammell is lining it up, and he makes the catch, and two better gone. Sanchez is out on one pitch. And now Jorge Barrosa will be the batter. Barrosa's one for two with a single so far. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Barrosa batting left-handed against Kolek. Now a swing and a foul by Barrosa. 0-2 the count. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it swung on. It bounced to the right side. Mathias fields it at second base, and he throws out Barrosa, and that wraps up the bottom of the sixth. The three up, three down inning for Stephen Kolek. And we are on our way to the seventh with the score, Tacoma 9, Reno 4.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Well, we go to the seventh inning. Right here's lead 9-4. In the first third of this game, the first three innings, the two teams combined to score all 13 runs so far. In the middle third of the game, innings 4, 5, and 6, no one scored. Now we begin the final third of this game, innings 7, 8, and 9. And this is when the game got really wonky last night. Well, really not until the eighth, but it was at the end. Here's Shiner leading things off at the top of the seventh, and he takes the first pitch from Tyler Gilbert up high for a ball 1-0. Gilbert has retired all nine batters he has faced. And the 1-0 is swung on and bounced foul. The thing is, even though the Red Ears lead 9-4, every one of those hitters in the dugout knows that a five-run lead is probably not safe here, and they need to score more. It's just the way it is in Reno. 1-1 pitch up high for a ball. You can't assume a five-run lead is going to work out for you in this ballpark. So 2-1 the count, and the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play, and the count's even 2-2. Shiner looking out towards the lefty. 2-2 pitch coming. And it is up high, ball three. Here comes the payoff. And it swung on and hit in the air to right field. And moving towards the foul line is Smith, not deep. And he makes the catch. And that's the first out of the top of the seventh inning. So Gilbert has retired 10 in a row, five of them on flyouts into the outfield, which is normally a dangerous game to be playing in Reno, but Gilbert's getting a lot of weak fly balls, and it's working for him. Here's Taylor Trammell, who's 2 for 3 with 2 RBI singles, and then when he faced Gilbert in the fourth inning, he flied out to right field. Gilbert with the pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Taking a look at our Mariner Farm Report, AA Arkansas picked up a win today, yesterday on the road over the Royals affiliate, Northwest Arkansas. There's a pitch in for a strike. And the Mariners had a 3-run homer from Spencer Packard for Arkansas last night. He was off to a hot start this season, has tapered off, but maybe heating up again. He's hitting 240 on the year with 8 homers, 43 runs batted in. 0-2 pitch to Trammell. Bounced foul, first base side. Ethan Lindo started for the Mariners' Double-A team. Went 6 innings, allowed 1 run on 2 hits. He's a veteran that the Mariners brought in from the Phillies organization to fill the Arkansas rotation. The Arkansas rotation has already lost Bryce Miller and Brian Wu to big league call-ups this year, as there's a foul back by Trammell, and they haven't had pitchers ready to move up to Double-A from Everett. So when Arkansas, like Tacoma, when they lose starting pitchers, they've got to go outside the organization to get guys. 0-2 pitch fouled away. Still 0-2. The Mariners pitching development program has done a great job of developing major league starting pitchers. Not so much so on the organizational depth. 0-2 pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. The Rainiers have not had a starting pitcher come up from Double-A and be in the starting rotation since, I think, McCacken. As here's a foul back by Trammell. Well, Sheffield did that. No balls, 2 strikes to Trammell. And the next pitch from Gilbert, check swing foul, third base side. Still 0-2. Looking at that Double-A Arkansas box score, I couldn't help but notice. I was quite surprised to see on the opposing team, the Royals affiliate, they have 30-year-old Jorge Bonifacio playing every day for their Double-A team. Here's a foul back by Trammell. He was in the PCL like 7 years ago with Omaha and played in the majors for Kansas City, and now he's just hanging out in Double-A. 0-2 pitch to Trammell, lined into right field, and Smith is right there to make the catch. Solid contact from Trammell, but he hit it right to the right fielder. And two men are out in the top of the seventh. That's 11 in a row set down by Gilbert. And now Adam Engel is the batter. Engel's 1 for 3 with a 3-run homer back in the first inning. And the pitch from Gilbert is swung on and popped up into shallow center. Back is Alexander, in is Barossa, and Barossa calls him off and makes the catch. And the Red Ears go in order for the fourth straight inning. 3 up, 3 down. Tyler Gilbert has been a lifesaver for the Reno Aces pitching staff. We go to the seventh inning stretch here in Reno with the score, Tacoma 9, Reno 4.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Reno. The Red Ears leading the Aces 9-4. And Stephen Kolek's tossed two scoreless innings so far, and he's going to stay in the game here and try to work a third inning of work as he'll face Diego Castillo in the top of the order. First pitch misses just a hair outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch from Kolek is a fastball down low. Two balls, no strikes. Right ears have used just three pitchers in this game to this point. As the 2-0 is inside, ball three. And Kolek has just barely missed with these first three pitches, and he's behind to the count 3-0. They haven't gotten Castillo out today. Two walks and a single, and, well, there's another walk. A leadoff walk in the seventh. So we'll see if the Red Ears can survive a leadoff walk in the seventh. Buddy Kennedy now, the batter. He's 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. So far in this series, Reno has had the leadoff batter walk in the inning five times prior to now, and four of those five times it has started a multi-run rally. So we'll see if the Rainiers can avoid that this time. First pitch is a breaking ball in for a strike to Buddy Kennedy, 0-1. Next pitch coming from Kolek, and there's a fastball up high. Aces are warming up Zach McAllister in the pen. All quiet in the Rainiers pen. One pitch in there for a strike, 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way, and it's outside for a ball, 2-2. Two coming from Kolek, and it swung on and fouled off on the first base side. Still 2-2. More on our Mariner Farm report. Low A Modesto had a win in the California League over the Oakland A's Stockton affiliate, 8-3. And two of the top young prospects in the organization had three hit games yesterday. 2-2 now to Kennedy, and it is up and in, ball three. Last year's first-round draft pick, shortstop Cole Young, was 3-for-4 for Modesto yesterday. Also walked, so he was on base four times. Got his average up to 270 on the year, OPS at 832. 3-2 pitch. High ball four, and Kolek has walked the first two batters here in the seventh inning. And now the number three hitter, Paven Smith, comes to the plate. Smith 0-for-3 with two flyouts and a pop-up. The Rainiers bullpen's hopping into action. Pitch from Kolek, swung on and bounced foul. There's strike one. Also getting three hits for Modesto last night was the 19-year-old outfielder Gabriel Gonzalez. He was 3-for-5, including his 8th homer of the year, and is batting .350 with 53 runs batted in his first full professional season. 0-1 pitch, inside for a ball, 1-1. The 1-1 coming. And it's a swing and a miss and a change. And the count goes to 1-2 on Smith. One-two pitch, grounded hard into right field. That's a base hit. Trammell juggles the ball, stopping at third, and now deciding to score is Castillo, and he does, and it is 9-5. A single to right for Paven Smith. We'll see if they give Trammell an error there or not. They probably should. Castillo was going to stop at third base and then went home after Trammell juggled it. Jairo Cuevas to the mound to go talk to Kolek and buy some time for Blake Wyman, who's warming up in the bullpen, and he's heating up in a hurry. Cleanup hitter Phillip Evans coming to the plate. So a little chat on the mound here. And now the plate umpire breaks up the conversation. Evans had an infield single in the first. He is flied out and grounded out, 1-for-3. No one out, runners at first and second. And the pitch from Kolek is swung on, grounded to short. Gregorius feeds Mathias for one. On to first, there's two, a double play. And just like that, two men are gone in the seventh inning. And that was huge for the Red Ears. D.D. Gregorius to Mark Mathias to Cooper Hummel. So now there are two away and a runner at third for Dominic Canzone, who's 3-for-3 in this game. And that's going to do it for Kolek. John Russell is on his way to the mound. He's going to bring in Wyman here to get the left versus left advantage on Canzone. So we'll take a break for this pitching change with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning. And our score, Tacoma 9, Reno 5.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Tacoma leads Reno 9-5, and the Aces have a runner at third base with two outs. Left-hand hitter Dominic Canzone coming up, so the Red Ears bring in left-hand reliever Blake Wyman. Wyman 1-3 on the year with a 5.05 ERA. This is his 29th appearance. And Wyman has not allowed a run in his last six relief appearances, spanning eight innings pitched. Here's his pitch to Canzone, and it is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Kolek went 2 2/3, allowed two hits and one run, which is earned. He walked two and struck out two. He's responsible for Kennedy at third. 0-1 pitch in there for a strike. During the pitching change, they did clarify that an error was charged to Taylor Trammell on the ball Pavin hit, Smith hit for a single that scored Castillo. No RBI to the batter. The run scores on the air. 0-2 pitch is outside. One ball, two strikes to Canzone. Wyman trying to get Canzone here and strand this runner at third base, keeping a four-run lead. The 1-2 pitch is on its way, and it is popped up left side. Shiner with his eye on it, and the Red Ears third baseman makes the catch. Canzone is out, and the inning is over. Wyman comes in and takes care of his man. One run scores for Reno in the seventh on one hit. There was an error and one runner left on base. And we go to the eighth inning of play here in Reno with the score Tacoma 9, Reno 5.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the eighth inning, and it is Tacoma 9, Reno 5. New pitcher for the Aces, right-hander Zach McAllister, a true veteran, on to face Mark Mathias. And the first pitch is a fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. Mathias so far 0-1 with two walks and two runs scored in his Tacoma debut. Next pitch coming from McAllister, and this is a called strike. McAllister is in his 28th appearance for Reno, 1-2 with a 5.97 ERA. 0-2 pitch is swung on, bounced up the middle, and that's going to scoot through into center field. And Mathias has his first hit as a Rainier, a ground ball single into center field. And that's Tacoba's first hit since the third inning, because Tyler Gilbert for Reno pitched four perfect innings of relief, 12 up, 12 down. Just one strikeout, but a terrific outing of long relief for Tyler Gilbert. Here's Hummel, and he fouls off the first pitch, strike one. Hummel's 2-for-3 with a pair of RBI triples. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike to Hummel. Here's one outside, 2-1. Two-one pitch coming from McAllister. And it is a check swing foul tip into the catcher's mitt. That's strike two. 2-2 now. Mariners game is ended. They lose to the Giants 2-0, missing out on the sweep and ending the four-game winning streak. And the Mariners are back under 500 now. Tommy Malone started, and in 4 1/3 innings, he did not have his best control. He walked four batters. Allowed 2 runs, 1 earned. Left the game trailing 2-0, and he ended up taking the loss just because the M's didn't score any runs. They had 7 hits, but no walks. And now the 2-2 to Hummel. Bounced slowly, third base side off the mound to get it is the pitcher McAllister, and his throw to first is offline. And Hummel is safe, and taking second is Mathias. It's an infield single for Hummel, his third hit of the night. And Tacoma has 2 on with no one out for Pedro Severino. Mariners got shut out by Alex Cobb and the Giants bullpen. Matt Festa pitched a scoreless inning. That's good to see. So there's a grounder foul, third base side. And the guys who got the hits for the Mariners, J.P. Crawford had 2 hits, Cal Raleigh 2 hits, both former Rainiers. Julio Rodriguez, we've never seen him, he had 2 hits. Julio was added to the All-Star team as an injury replacement, as was George Kirby. 0-1 to Severino, popped up foul down the right field line, that's out of play. And he's behind in the count, 0-2. Mike Ford, after going 4-for-4 yesterday, batted cleanup today and went 0-for-4. Now the M's are off to Houston for a four-game series heading into the All-Star break. Now the 0-2 pitch is fouled away. How about the folks at T-Mobile Park? They're just working around the clock to get ready for the Major League All-Star Week. And then after the All-Star break, the Mariners have a 10-game homestand. No rest for anyone. Here's a grounder to short. Should be two. Alexander feeds Evans for one. On to first. There's two. A double play. Mathias takes third. Severino grounds into the 6-4-3 double play. Runner at third, 2 outs for Sam Haggerty. Well, the Rainiers could really use some insurance runs. Let's see if Haggerty can come up with a 2-out hit here. The catcher, Ali Sanchez, has gone to the mound to talk to McAllister for a minute. McAllister's a side slinger and gets a lot of ground balls, but that kind of plays into Haggerty's strengths because of his speed. He can beat out a lot of infield grounders. So we'll see how this plays out here with Mathias at third and 2 down at the top of the 8th inning. Now the pitch is inside for a ball to Haggerty, 1-0. Coming, and it's bounced to the right side. It's fielded at first base by English, and he flips it to McAllister covering first for the putout, and the inning is over. Haggerty grounds out to the first baseman, and that does it for Tacoma in the top of the 8th inning. No runs on 2 hits. There were no errors and 1 runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the 8th inning here in Reno with the score, Tacoma 9, Reno 5.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why.
With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of Minor League Baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 9, Reno 5. Blake Wyman on the hill, and he'll face Tristan English. And the pitch is swung on and popped up to shallow right. Coming in on it is Trammell, and he gets there and makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the eighth inning. English flies out to right field. And now plays Alexander will be the hitter. Alexander's 0-3. Wyman came in and finished the seventh inning, faced one hitter. Alexander's 0-3 today. And the pitch in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Oh, 2 coming, and that's laced foul down the right field line. Still 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is fouled away by Alexander. Still 0-2. O-2 pitch is breaking ball outside. 1-2. Now the pitch is popped up, foul, first base side, and it's going to slice into the seats and go out of play. So Alexander stays alive. Still a ball of 2 to the Reno shortstop. Now the pitch is bounced foul on the third base side, still 1-2. In the PCL tonight, Albuquerque bounced back and beat Oklahoma City 5-4 to even up that series. 1-2 pitch is up high, 2-2. So those two teams tied in first place in the second half. They're both 6-2. And it's kind of fascinating to me because Oklahoma City was far and away the best team in the first half, and Albuquerque was clearly the worst. So here's a swing and a miss, strike 3, and down goes Alexander, and Wyman has the strikeout. Two men are out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Third strikeout for Tacoma pitchers tonight. And now Ollie Sanchez will bat. He's one for three with a solo homer back in the second inning. Pitch from Wyman is a slider called a strike. Oh, one coming. And it's bounced right to the second baseman. Mathias fields it and throws to first, and they get Sanchez, and that wraps up the bottom of the eighth inning. Blake Wyman doing a great job here tonight. Three up, three down to the bottom of the eighth inning. We head to the ninth inning here in Reno with the score, Tacoma 9, Reno 5.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B, but these days you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the ninth. It is Tacoma 9, Reno 5. New pitcher for the Aces, Justin Martinez. The flamethrower who reaches as high as 103 miles per hour. He's on in relief of Zach McAllister, who pitched a scoreless eighth, allowing two singles, nothing else on his record. Cade Marlowe to lead things off. Right here's looking for insurance runs. Martinez is set, and his pitch is swung on, hit in the air to left field, and back on the ball is Castillo. He'll have room, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out. As Marlowe flies to left, he's now 2-for-5 today. Martinez 2-0 with a 3.90 ERA, leads Reno with 5 saves, 40 strikeouts in 30 innings, but he does get wild sometimes, and he's walked 28. Here's Didi Gregorius, 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. And the pitch from Martinez is inside, and it hit Didi. And that was a 100-mile-per-hour fastball that hit him in the right side. And Gregorius is going to head down to first base. Taking another look at the replay here. He had really kind of scraped him along the waist. And he is heading down to first base. So Gregorius is on with one out. And now Jake Shiner is the batter. And Martinez with his pitch, and it's a slider for a strike. 0-1 the count. Rainiers lead 9-5 at the top of the ninth. And the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. A split finger fastball from Martinez. Count goes to 0-2. pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. A slider there, and a three-pitch strikeout of Jake Shiner. Didn't see a fastball. So two down in the ninth. And now Taylor Trammell is the hitter. He's 2-for-4 with a pair of RBI singles. And Martinez's pitch is swung on and fouled off down the third baseline. In the bottom of the ninth for the Aces, it'll be the number 9 hitter, Barossa, leading things off, followed by Castillo and Kennedy. Rainiers have Riley O'Brien warming up in the pen. 0-1 pitch to Trammell is bounced on two hops to short. Staying with it is Alexander, and he goes the short way for the force out on Gregorius at second base. The Red Ears are unable to add on in the top of the ninth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Last night, a 4-run lead was not enough. Maybe it is tonight. Our score, Tacoma 9, Reno 5.
Refresh your ride at O'Reilly Auto Parts with the new Art of Car Care line from Turtle Wax and L.A. street artist Mr. Cartoon. Whether it's a detailer to give your paint that extra shine or wheel and tire products to keep them spinning in style. Plus, get 2x O'Rewards points. Get Turtle Wax and Mr. Cartoon's The Art of Car Care exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth. Tacoma leading Reno 9-5. The Aces hype man was really going at it between the innings as trying to get everyone fired up after Reno did come back from a 4-run deficit twice last night in the eighth and the ninth innings to stun the Rainiers. It's Riley O'Brien's job to make sure that doesn't happen today. The Rainiers bring in O'Brien from the pen, and the right-hander is making his 27th appearance of the year. 1-4 with four saves, a 2.79 ERA, 29 innings, 42 strikeouts, 23 walks. Jorge Barossa stands in, and the pitch from O'Brien is over for a called strike. First pitch cutter for a called strike, 0-1 the count. O'Brien throws the fastball in the mid-90s, the cutter around 90, and then he's got a curve. So now the pitch is bounced foul on the first base side. Curveball there from O'Brien, and he's ahead of Barossa. No balls, two strikes. Blake Wyman, another great outing. An inning and a third scoreless with a strikeout. Retired all four batters he faced. So 0-2 the count to Jorge Barossa. And O'Brien, the Seattle native, with his pitch. And it's a swing and a foul tip. Another cutter there from O'Brien that Barossa got a piece of. Still no balls, two strikes. And the lanky right-hander is set. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it's swung on, grounded towards short. Backhand pickup by Gregorius, and he slings it to first for the out, and one man is gone in the bottom of the ninth inning. Barossa grounds out to Didi Gregorius at shortstop. And now Diego Castillo will be the batter. Castillo has reached base all four times tonight, mostly by not swinging the bat. He has a single and three walks, and he has twice scored. Castillo settling into the batter's box now. O'Brien is set, and here comes his first pitch, and it is low for a ball. 96 mile per hour fastball, 1-0 the count. Next pitch coming from O'Brien. And it is a fastball poured in there for a strike. 97 on the gun there. O'Brien bumping it up a level. One ball, one strike. Now the next pitch is breaking ball for a called strike. Snapped off a curve, and he's ahead of Castillo. One ball, two strikes. So a ball and two strikes. And the pitch is another curve. Swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Castillo, and there's the second down in the bottom of the ninth. The Raiders are an out away from victory. That was a nice, tight, hard curveball from O'Brien right there. So here is Buddy Kennedy, who's 0 for 2 with two walks and a run scored tonight. O'Brien comes set. And the pitch is on its way, and it's outside for a ball, 1-0. Now O'Brien with a 1-0. And there's a fastball poured in there for a strike at 97 on the gun. The count is two balls, one strike on Kennedy. Two down in the ninth. O'Brien's ready. And his pitch is a breaking ball, called a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. O'Brien's commanded that curve in this appearance, throwing it for strikes. Here comes the 2-2 on its way to Kennedy. And it is a curve in the dirt. And the count goes full, 3-2. On deck is Paven Smith, who had the game-winning hit for Reno last night. Three balls, two strikes to Buddy Kennedy. O'Brien's ready. And the payoff pitch with two outs in the ninth is swung on and fouled out of play on the first base side, and we'll do it again. Still three balls, two strikes. O'Brien's ready. And the 3-2 pitch is a swing and a foul tip. Kennedy just barely nicked the curveball right there. Got a tiny piece of it with the end of his bat. So still three balls, two strikes. Now O'Brien ready. And the 3-2 is on its way again. And it's a fastball just barely outside, ball four, and Reno has some life. Kennedy walks for his third time tonight. That pitch was very close, and Kennedy waited to make sure the automated system didn't call it a strike before heading down to first base. So now Paven Smith is the batter, 1-for-4 with an RBI single tonight. Actually, he didn't get the RBI. The run scored on the air after they clarified the decision. Here's the pitch, and it's low, ball one. So two out walk with a four run lead in the ninth. Reno is in a position where if they get the tying run to the plate, it'll be their lone power hitter, Canzone, who is up. Runner goes, pitches bounce to second. Matthias gloves it, Dan throws to first, and that's the ball game. The Red Ears even up the series with a 9-5 victory over the Reno Aces, and that ends a three-game losing streak. And really a nice win, particularly considering how devastating the last two losses were in very different ways, with the blowout loss at home in front of the huge crowd on Monday, and then the one that got away twice yesterday. And now they bounce back, hold on here, win this game in a bullpen game. 9-5 is the final score. So the Red Ears get the win, and they pull within one game of 500. We'll recap this game in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Renewal by Andersen, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Rainiers win. They take down Reno today, 9-5 the final score, and Tacoma evens up this series at a game apiece, and they did it in a bullpen game, and a game in which the Rainiers bullpen really excelled. Now, they started a relief pitcher, Juan Ten, and Ten did not have his best outing today, getting charged with four runs in an inning plus. But the relievers that followed him went eight innings and allowed just one run on five hits. A tremendous showing by those four, Eric Stout, Stephen Kolek, Blake Wyman, and Riley O'Brien. And they led the Rainiers to this win today. So did a six-run top of the first inning. That was huge for the Rainiers to get this game started. And it all began on the very first pitch of the game that was thrown by Connor Pilkington, and Sam Haggerty hit it out to right field for the Rainiers to get a leadoff homer on the very first pitch, an opposite field homer by Haggerty. It was Haggerty's third home run of the season, and it gave Tacoma the 1-0 lead right away. And they kept scoring. Cade Marlowe singled to left, stole second. Didi Gregorius walked. Shiner flied out to right, but it moved up the lead runner, putting runners at the quarters. Taylor Trammell singled to right, bringing in Marlowe, making it 2-0. Then Adam Engel connected, blasting a three-run homer to left field, and the Rainiers were up 5-0. Engel's fourth homer is a Rainier. They weren't done yet either. Mark Mathias in his Rainiers debut drew a walk, and then Cooper Hummel tripled to the gap in deep right center field, scoring Mathias and making it 6-0. Six runs scored at the top of the first. Tacoma sent 10 batters to the plate, had five hits in the inning, drew two walks, both the walks scored, and Tacoma with a huge rally right away today, and that was a big factor in Tacoma's victory. Reno got three back, though, in the bottom of the first, because Juan Ten walked the very first two hitters with a six-run lead. And then with one out, Phillip Evans reached on an infield single that should have been an out at first base. That loaded him up with one out, and Dominic Canzone then cleared the bases with a three-run double to right center field, making it 6-3. In the second inning, the Rainiers had a two-out rally when Shiner hit a double and Trammell singled him in for his second RBI hit of the game, and that made it 7-3. But Reno scored at the bottom of the second on a solo homer by Ali Sanchez. After that, Jorge Barroza singled, and that was it for Juan Ten. Runner at first, no one out in the second. Rainiers led 7-4. The Rainiers went to the pen, and the pitching turned around. Eric Stout gave the Rainiers three scoreless innings. The Red Ears tacked on two more runs in the top of the third. Matthias drew a leadoff walk and stole second. Hummel hit his second RBI triple of the game. Same place, right center field. That made it 8-4. And then Hummel would score on a two-out double to left field off the bat of Cade Marlowe. Marlowe's second hit of the game. And it was 9-4 Rainiers. And it stayed that way for a long time because the Red Ears had the great relief from Eric Stout and Stephen Kolek. Reno had great relief from Tyler Gilbert, who pitched four perfect innings. And it was still 9-4 at the stretch. In the bottom of the seventh, Kolek, who had already been in for two scoreless innings, maybe started to tire a little bit. He walked the first two hitters. Pavin Smith hit an RBI single that made it 9-5, and runners were at first and second. But Kolek got a huge double play grounder from the league's leading hitter, Phillip Evans. And then Blake Wyman got Canzone to pop up to end the inning, and only one run scored there in the seventh for Reno. Wyman then pitched a 3-up, 3-down eighth. And in the ninth inning, Riley O'Brien finished it up with little drama. And Tacoma was a winner today, 9-5, the final score. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. 9 runs, 11 hits, 1 error. They left 5 on base. Reno scores 5 runs on 9 hits, no errors, left 7 on base. Stout gets the win. He's 3-1. The loss to Pilkington, he's 2-3. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 25 minutes, which is remarkable considering it took an hour to play the first two innings. And attendance was 3,012. With the win, the Red Ears go to 41-42, and Reno falls to 48-35. Game 3 of this series is tomorrow at 6:35. Kyle Hart starts for Tacoma against Brandon Fott for Reno, and we'll start our pregame show up at 6:25. Tacoma wins it 9-5, the final score. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Rainiers win. They beat Reno 9-5. Let's check out our Major League Baseball scoreboard. Giants shut out the Mariners 2-0, ending the Mariners' four-game winning streak. Alex Cobb went six innings, and the Giants' bullpen finished it off. The Mariners had 7 hits, but no walks, and 2 hits each for J.P. Crawford, Julio Rodriguez, and Cal Raleigh, but couldn't get anything going. Tommy Malone got called up from Tacoma and started, allowed 2 runs, 1 earned in 4 1/3 innings, ended up getting hit with the loss. Giants beat the M's 2-0. The Mariners, 1 game under 500 now and off to Houston for a 4-game series starting tomorrow. The Astros have been hot recently, and they beat Colorado today 6-4 in a home game. Catcher Yonner Diaz hit 2 homers. Jeremy Pena, just coming off the injured list, hit a 2-run homer. Astros beat the Rockies 6-4. Philadelphia won their 11th straight road game. The Phillies beat the Tampa Bay Rays 8-4. Ex-Rainier Taiwan Walker won his sixth straight start for Philadelphia. Bryson Stott had 4 hits. Atlanta hammered Cleveland 8-1 as All-Stars Sean Murphy and Matt Olson each homered. The Braves have won 18 of their last 20 games. And the Padres had a homer and 3 runs batted in from Manny Machado, and they beat the Angels 5-3. Those were the interleague games today. In the American League games, Oakland hammered Detroit 12-3. Ryan Noda homered in a 3-run first inning. Oakland went on to collect 14 hits. The A's have quietly won 4 of their last 5 games. Baltimore defeated the Yankees 6-3. They called up one of their top prospects, Colton Cowser. He hit an RBI single and then scored the go-ahead run in his first major league game as the O's win at Yankee Stadium. Boston knocked off Texas 4-2. Their rising star pitcher, Brayan Bayo, tossed 7 innings and allowed 2 runs, got the win for the Red Sox. And the Twins shut out Kansas City 5-0. Pablo Lopez, a complete game shutout. Four-hitter, struck out 12. First career shutout for Pablo Lopez. Toronto at Chicago against the White Sox. Postponed due to rain. They're going to try to play two tomorrow. In the National League, the Marlins won in the bottom of the ninth against St. Louis 10-9. They went on an error. Yuli Gurriel scored all the way from first base on a throwing error by Cardinals pitcher Jordan Hicks on a bouncer back to the mound. And the Marlins win over St. Louis, not 10-9. Cardinals seasons really turned into a disaster. The Reds mashed the Washington Nationals 9-2 in D.C. Ellie De La Cruz hit two doubles and a homer. The Cubs were down 3-1 going to the ninth, and Milwaukee scored three runs off Devin Williams to win it. Mike Tauchman with a two-run double. The Mets just scored two runs in the top of the ninth to take a 2-1 lead over the Arizona Diamondbacks in Phoenix. And the Dodgers hold a 6-4 lead over the Pirates in the seventh inning at Dodger Stadium. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Reno. The Red Ears win 9-5. We'll be back with more after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Right, here's win in Reno 9-5 in a bullpen game. Just tremendous pitching today from Eric Stout, Stephen Kolek, Blake Wyman, and Riley O'Brien. Stout, Kolek, and Wyman have really picked up their performances of late, and it was really evident today as those three were tremendous in this ballgame. And then O'Brien needed a bounce-back outing as he's had a couple rocky ones recently, particularly due to control problems. Not today. He got it done in the ninth inning and secured the win as the Red Ears beat Reno 9-5. And yet, even in Reno where the runs, the scoring is inflated, a six-run top of the first inning is always nice. And the Red Ears hit two homers in the first today and scored six, and they get the win over the Aces to even up this series. Other finals in the league tonight, Albuquerque beat Oklahoma City 5-4, evening up that series at a game apiece. Sugar Land knocked off Round Rock 9-5 in Round Rock, Texas. Salt Lake limited the Rivercats to three hits and beat them 5-3. Chase Silseth pitching in that one. And El Paso was a 2-1 winner at home over Las Vegas. That's an extremely low-scoring game for Southwest University Park in El Paso, 2-1. It'll be a fun box score to look at. I'll look at it tomorrow, and we'll talk about it during tomorrow's game. Speaking of tomorrow's game, it'll start at 6:35. We'll begin the pregame show at 6:25. Kyle Hart's on the mound for the Red Ears, 1-1 with a 4.38 ERA. Brandon Pfaadt, the P-Pfaadt, is on the hill for Reno. He's 5-1 with a 3.53 ERA, top pitching prospect for the Diamondbacks. That is tomorrow night at 6:35. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Greater Nevada Field. Once again, our final score today, the Tacoma Red Ears 9, Reno Aces 5. Have a great night.